Hachette Audio presents Camelot's End, Kennedy versus Carter and the Fight That Broke the Democratic Party. Written by John Ward. Read by John Pruden. If I could, I would write with love. The End of the Affair. To Allison, because of you, I can write with love. And to Joanne F. Crichton, 1928 to 2017. History is made up of living men whose work is handed over defenseless to our understanding and appreciation upon their death. Precisely because of this, they have a claim on our courtesy, a claim that their own concerns should be heard and that they should not be used simply as a means to our ends. Karl Barth. Introduction. I entered Jimmy Carter's personal office on a chilly winter day 2 weeks after the New Year in 2015. The 39th President of the United States stood looking out of a large window onto the bucolic grounds of the Carter Center in Atlanta. His office was dimly lit by cloud-muted sunlight. Carter turned as I walked in and greeted me politely. At age 90, he was sharp as ever. He had just returned from a trip to New York to promote a decades-long effort to eradicate worm-borne disease in Africa. That morning, he told me, he had sent his editor a finished manuscript for his latest book, his 31st. Carter sat during much of our conversation with his right foot up on the coffee table in front of him, his leg bent, one or both of his hands resting on his knee. His eyes were a piercing blue. He wore his watch with the display on the inside of his wrist. "I learned that in the Navy," he said, referring to his days at the Naval Academy and as a nuclear submarine officer. Submariners wouldn't want a reflection from the watch to give away the submarine's position to enemy ships. I was there to talk to Carter about Ted Kennedy, the last of the Kennedy brothers, the only one not cut down by an assassin's bullet or killed in World War II, had run against Carter for the Democratic nomination in 1980, at the end of Carter's first term in office. It was one of only a handful of times in American history that an incumbent president running for re-election had been challenged from within his own party. And the fight between Carter and Kennedy turned ugly. We talked about one of the most ignominious episodes when Kennedy embarrassed Carter on the final
sample complete. Ready to continue?